This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Tiger Woods recovering after surgery.
A shattered ankle and fractures in both of his legs.
Fans get back in the game.
Feeling very emotional, very anxious.
New Texas crisis, housing.
Prices are going up and we're having to expand our budget.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Hours after a horrific California car crash, Tiger Woods was described as awake, responsive, and recovering in a statement on his Twitter account. It's a relief for millions of his fans around the world. But as we hear from CBS's Steve Futterman, the course ahead for the man who once dominated golf seems packed with struggle and uncertainty.
Tiger Woods is lucky to be alive today.
The interior was more or less intact, which kind of gave him the cushion to survive what's otherwise would have been a fatal crash.
That's L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva. Last night, doctors released details of the injuries. Multiple fractures in Woods' right leg, affecting both the upper and lower portions of the tibia and fibula. There were also injuries to the foot and ankle, and trauma to the muscle and soft tissue. The crash occurred as Woods was driving his SUV on a winding stretch of road that has a history of accidents.
He told me his name was Tiger.
L.A. Sheriff Lieutenant Carlos Gonzalez was the first at the scene.
I asked him if he knew where he was. He seemed as though he was lucid and calm.
Just 3 days ago on Sunday, Woods was asked about possibly competing at this April's Masters tournament.
You're going to be there.
Gotta hope so. I got to get there first.
Now the Masters seems the furthest thing from Tiger Woods' mind.
Kyle Porter of CBSSports.com says Woods, who has won the green jacket at the Masters 5 times, faces enormous odds now for simply a return to the sport.
He's had 5 back surgeries. He's had multiple leg surgeries. He's had an Achilles, a neck, all these different things that have just battered and beaten up his body over the years to the point where you're like, man, what does he have left even without this car accident?
CBS Sports golf analyst Nick Faldo.
At 45, you're kind of at the tail end of your career anyway. And to actually shake your body up like this, hey, if anybody's got the mental strength to come back, but I would have thought that this would be in stages. Life first. Hey, golf is second. And then competitive golf is possibly a long way down the line.
CBS's Dr. David Agus tells us recovery will be long and difficult.
They actually had to put a slit in each of the muscles to allow the pressure to be relieved. So it's going to take a while to retrain these muscles, to enable these bones to heal over the rod. We're talking at least 6 months of recovery here, you know, to be able to get to some semblance of walking.
A sign of hope in the pandemic is more sports fans being allowed inside to arenas. CBS's Mola Lenghi at Barclays Center in New York says there are procedures.
Tickets. For fans, they're asked to bring along proof of a negative COVID test. And once arriving on site, undergo another test that takes about 6 minutes.
Everyone will have on a mask.
Adina Irwin is the general manager of Barclays Center.
We'll be in an arena with 300 fans, and so everybody will be spaced out.
Bag checks are now touchless. Food and drinks, they're all prepackaged. A few miles away in Manhattan's Madison Square Garden, they welcomed fans back by the thousands.
Never been to a game in a 20,000-seat arena with 2,000 people spread out.
Now to Rochester, New York, where a grand jury has decided not to charge police officers in the death of Daniel Prude. Police were seen on video holding the 41-year-old black man down, naked and handcuffed, on a city street last March until he stopped breathing. New York Attorney General Letitia James says the strongest possible case was presented to the grand jury.
We made every attempt to demonstrate the facts, but ultimately we have to respect the decision.
Law enforcement people on the front lines during the Capitol attack last month have told Congress they didn't get the intelligence others may have been privy to ahead of the violence.
Several officials testified they knew about a possible threat before January 6 and had planned accordingly. Former House Sergeant at Arms Paul Irving said they believed the plan met the threat.
We now know that we had the wrong plan.
Ex-Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund.
I think there's a failure of having a wide enough lens to look at what are the current threats that we're facing.
And Acting D.C. Police Chief Robert Conte agreed.
The intelligence did not make it where it needed to be.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Five board members of the ERCOT power grid in Texas are stepping down effective today after the disastrous power outage during last week's storms. All live outside the state and one chairs the board. More than 3 million Texans still have issues with their water supply. And CBS's Janet Shamlian says a lot of people forced out of their homes and apartments by damage and looking for new places to live are coming up dry.
Texas has thawed, but families like the Elsners are frozen out of the housing market.
The ceiling came down.
Forced to find a new rental after their pipes burst.
It seems like the houses are going away as we're driving up to them in some cases. Everybody wants a home.
The market was already tight. Demand skyrocketed after the storm.
Prices are going up and we're having to expand our budget and our circle of where we want to live in order to find something.
A federal judge has banned the Biden administration from enforcing a 100-day moratorium on most deportations. Texas argues that moratorium violates federal law and imposes major costs on the state. A record 5.6% of U.S. adults now identify as LGBTQ. That survey from Gallup shows a more than 1 percentage point jump from the last one in 2017. For young adults in the 18 to 23 category, 15.9% say they're LGBTQ. As CBS's Vicki Barker tells us, some girls are being honored this week for an achievement that was once just for boys.
2 years after girls were first allowed into the Boy Scouts, almost 1,000 just attained the top rank of Eagle Scout.
I don't think any of us really thought this day would come.
Kendall Jackson knows she just made history.
I'm really proud of myself and the other young women that have made this rank.
Gabby Mayrin's just keeping it in the family.
My brother is Eagle. My grandpa and his brother Eagle. My great-grandfather, had he not been called off to go to World War II, would have gotten his Eagle.
Only 6% of Scouts make it to Eagle, but...
Once an Eagle, always an Eagle.
Lindsay Nedrow.
Eagle Scout is so much more than a medal or an award. It's an expectation and a lifestyle that you're a leader and a role model.
For girls and boys.
You could fill several auto showrooms with the top safety picks from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
Hyundai and sister brands Kia and Genesis faring the best, but Institute President David Harkey says there were 90 vehicles that got either the top safety pick or top safety pick plus designation.
These are the vehicles that perform well across the board with all of our criteria that we've established.
Harkey saying they've seen big improvements in headlights and crash prevention technology. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
The FAA has now ordered airlines in the U.S. to ground planes with the type of engine that blew apart after a flight took off from Denver over the weekend. This affects United Airlines, which had 24 planes in service with that engine. United moved earlier to take those jets out of schedules and check them out. Attention is focused on metal fatigue in the fan blades. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels...
There are murders in all of the books.
...that she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.